Europe has the money, why won't it foot the bill for Ukraine? Commentary. As a member of Congress, I've constantly been told that if we don't authorize more money, then Ukraine will run out of bullets, the country will fall to Russia, and Moldova and Poland will promptly follow. After 2 years of such claims, I've realized that Europe has all the money it needs to ensure Ukraine's survival if only they open up their wallets to the extent they expect America to do so. The truth is, the United States has delivered more aid to Ukraine than 40 other nations. Since the outbreak of hostilities, we've spent $113 billion on Ukraine, and the House of Representatives just approved an additional $60 billion over the opposition of a majority of Republicans, including myself. In comparison, the 27 nations making up the European Union have made $101 billion available for Ukraine. Even that figure is misleading, however. Making money available to Ukraine and actually sending it there are two very different things. Despite making $101 billion available to Ukraine, Europe has only delivered $82 billion of that money, according to the nonpartisan Kiel Institute for the World Economy. That's because much of the aid made available to Ukraine is spread out over multiple years, which tells us Europe is not treating this as an urgent need. Take the $54 billion commitment the EU pledged to Ukraine in February. That money will be spread out between now and 2027. That $54 billion equals $667,000 per year per EU country. This is 1/100,000th the $60 billion direct injection of aid the House just approved for Ukraine. This imbalance is even more pointed when you realize that more than half of EU countries contribute a smaller percentage of their GDP in aid to Ukraine than America. This is even as the EU has a combined GDP of $20 trillion, compared to just $2 trillion for Russia. While there's no doubt that some countries in Europe are sending more aid than others, there is also a numbers game being played. Last year, Germany provided Ukraine with 10 obsolete Leopard 1A5 tanks that were over 20 years old. As the cost to repair the tanks was greater than their utility, Ukraine returned them to Germany. These tanks still counted towards the total aid Germany gave to Ukraine, however. It's not that Europe doesn't have money, it is that they are just not choosing to spend it on Ukraine. Germany spent more than $92 billion between 2020 and 2023 on climate change, including electric buses and modifying existing buildings to be carbon neutral. Over the same period, Italy spent more than $111 billion on climate change, while France spent more than $64 billion. Europe is asking America to foot the bill for the war in Ukraine so it can continue funding its extravagant welfare states and climate change boondoggles, while America's veterans struggle to get the care they earned and deserve. America's government, meanwhile, has already spent $113 billion on Ukraine and is cutting a check for $60 billion more. We know our money will not be spread out over several years like sand falling through an hourglass. Instead, our hard-earned tax dollars will drop immediately like dirt in the back of a dump truck. We also know that in 6 months, Ukraine and the other nations of Europe will be right back here in Washington begging us to approve more money. I'm sure they'll be using the same argument that the sky is falling over Ukraine. But if the sky is falling, then America should see Europe inject more money into Ukraine immediately rather than over 3 years. We should see Europe scrap the electric buses and instead deliver tanks that can be used on the ground in Ukraine.